Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, this time of the year, a lot of parents are thinking about money, where to get the money from for college students, for anything, you know, kids and stock market and graduation, and probably taking care of parents as well. And wealth expert Robert Kiyosaki, who we all know, he's written dozens of books, but we know him for Rich Dad, Poor Dad, joins us this morning to chat with us about that. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Twanda. Thanks for having me on your program again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Robert, tell us your story. I love your personal story of how you got interested in finance.
Well, the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad goes back to when I was 9 years old. I'm fourth generation Japanese American, grew up in Hawaii, and I went to a rich kid's school. They're all white kids. So I raised my hand and I said, "Hey, I'm 9 years old." I asked the teacher, I said, "When am I going to learn about money? You know, all my friends here are white, they're rich, and I'm poor. What's
Right.
wrong?" And the teacher says, "Oh, how dare you ask about money in school?"
Wow.
I said, "You know, the love of money is the root of all evil, and it's filthy lucre and all that stuff." I said, "Hey, ma'am, I just want to know how to get rich."
Right.
"Well, we don't teach about money in school." So I went home, and my old man, Dad, he was Poor Dad because he's a PhD, went to Stanford, University of Chicago, and Northwestern, you know, but they don't know anything about money. So I asked my dad, I said, "Hey, when am I going to learn about money?" He says, "We don't teach about money in school." He said, "But why don't you go talk to your best friend's father? He's a rich guy." But Rich Dad had no education at all. He dropped out of school, but he was a very rich man. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a story of what two fathers, one highly educated and one not educated, one rich and one poor, teach their two sons about money. And then my best friend Mike and I went on to become multimillionaires, and Rich Dad just taught us to be rich playing Monopoly. You know, we all know the formula for wealth, for Monopoly. There's many formulas, but one formula is four greenhouses, red hotel. That's it. So today I own red hotels, houses, oil wells, businesses, and all that. Stuff never taught in school.
Absolutely. And it's still not taught in school.
No.
And that, to me, that's on purpose.
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they can keep a country in debt. Yeah.
Really? During the Civil War, it was a criminal offense to educate slaves.
Wow. Yep.
And we're still doing the same thing.
You
know, and nothing has changed. It's just that they fake education.
That's interesting. So let's go to where we are today. Baby boomers, 80% of baby boomers won't have enough money to retire. And
right.
If you look at it, some people are actually retiring early. I'm tired of working, which is interesting. And but if you have to retire on Social Security, you will be living in a box.
Well, some people will, but most won't. See, what happened is they changed the rules on retirement back in 1978. The thing called the 401k was created. And then today we have 401k, IRAs, and Roth IRAs. The trouble is they're all dependent upon the stock market.
Right.
The same as, you know, college education, a lot of stock market stuff. And the stock market is corrupt. It is very, very corrupt. That's why I don't invest in stocks.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you invest in, though?
My opinion, but everybody else says you should save money and invest in the stock market. You gotta be crazy. You realize that in 1970, when I started working, if I had a million, I got paid 15%, which is 150K a year. You could live on 150,000 a year in 1970. Today, in 2016, I have $1 million. It's now they're charging me what they call 5 basis points. 5 basis points means they're going to charge you 0.05% to keep $1 million. So they're going to charge you $500 to save money. And yet parents and teachers say to the child, "Oh, go to school and save money."
It's not quite it today, is it?
Well, I wouldn't do it. I mean, if you don't know any better, then I guess it's better than nothing. But those days are gone, and then they tell you put it in a 401k, and the stock market is 3,000 points higher than it was in 2008. You realize we've had three major crashes in the first 10 years of this century. We had the 2000 dot-com crash, were the 2000 subprime real estate crash and the 2008 banking crash.
Yes.
And they
yes.
still tell you to invest the long term in the stock market. Are you crazy?
So what are we supposed to be doing, Robert?
What's that?
What are we supposed to be doing with our money?
Well, I always said financial education. That's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, mm-hmm. What's an asset? What's a liability? And most people think their house is an asset, but their house is a liability.
Mm.
Also, most people think saving money is smart. But like I said, in 1970, I got paid 15% interest. Today, you pay 5 basis points or 0.05% interest to the bank to save money. That's not smart.
Yeah.
And then people say get out of debt, yet if you have a financial education, I use debt as money. So when the markets crashed in 2007, 2008, I started using borrowed money to buy more real estate, more hotels, oil wells, and all that. And then I don't pay tax upon debt. You pay tax upon your income. But because the government wants you to use debt, because debt is money today,
mm-hmm.
they give me a tax. They charge me no tax on my money.
So, and we got to start at the basis. So, especially with our kids, what should we be telling our kids about money? And I know you just had this book, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Do Not.
Well, that's what Rich Dad Poor Dad was. That was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, every so-called academic PhD, like my poor dad, said, I didn't know what I was talking about. What I'm trying to tell you is the school system works for Wall Street.
Mm.
That's why there's no financial education in school. And the school teachers are good people, most of them. But without financial education, they don't know they're employed by Wall Street when they say save money and invest for the long term in the stock market and get a job.
Mm.
You know, and they're like my poor dad, very highly educated. You know, as a kid, my poor dad, you know, he says, I have a PhD. And I said, yeah, PhD stands for poor, helpless, desperate.
That's terrible.
So, you know, we didn't talk much after that.
I'm sure. You insulted him.
What's that?
You insulted him for all his hard work.
No, he's ignorant.
Mm. Okay.
Hey, look, you know, I have a Bachelor of Science degree. It stands for BS. That's what it stands
mm-hmm.
for. I didn't learn anything about money. I remember sitting in calculus class, my third year of calculus, and I'm flunking out because I don't understand anything by now. And I asked my calculus teacher, I said, hey, when am I going to use this stuff? He said, I don't know. I asked my calculus teacher, his name was Rausch, nice German boy. I said, do you ever use calculus? He says, no. So why are you teaching it to me then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Teachers just want the job. They just want their paycheck. They want their tenure. They want job security like the rest of everybody else. So they'll do anything without questioning.
So what should our millennials be thinking about the job market? And, you know, do you agree that our kids need to go to college for things?
Well, it depends upon the child. If you're going to be a doctor, lawyer, or accountant, engineer, you got to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be rich, you can play Monopoly.
Okay.
In real life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I started off, my wife's probably the best thing. She's an A student. And I just taught her to play Monopoly, and now she has 10,000 units. She makes about $6 million a year without working and doesn't pay tax legally.
Wow.
So, and my wife has a college degree. I have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I just taught her to play Monopoly. So that's the only difference. That's why, you know, I don't know why kids are going to school today because there's fewer and fewer jobs.
Well, but it's certain jobs that we actually need them to go to school for.
Doctor, lawyer, and engineer. Which, you know, I was an F student, so you shouldn't ask me.
Oh, my goodness. You were not an F student.
Oh, yes. I flunked out several times.
Did you really?
Yeah. I flunked calculus. I flunked French, Spanish, English. What else have I flunked? I'm just not designed for school. I know how to make money. I just didn't do well in school.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you write the book, The C Students Are Working? No, The A Students Are Working for the C Students?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that book.
Work for guys like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You look at the richest guys on earth. One guy is called, you didn't know, Steve Jobs dropped out of school. Bill Gates dropped out of school. Michael Dell dropped out of school. Walt Disney dropped out of school, Henry Ford dropped out of school, and Guy Branson out of London dropped out of school. It didn't hurt them.
No, it didn't. But
so it's not for everybody. What we do is not for everybody, but at least by talking to your child about why the rich don't work for money, mm-hmm. which I said, rich dad, poor dad, I said, savers are losers, and that's come true. And I said, your house is not an asset. And if you still think you got to go to school to be that stupid, then you go to school. Look, the trouble with America today is the rich are ripping everybody off.
Mm.
That's the problem. These corporate CEOs, you know, what they learn is not how to grow a business. Business school, the MBA program, which I was part of, is just teaching you financial engineering, which is how to manipulate the market,
mm-hmm.
deception and manipulation. That's all they're teaching the kids today. So they rip off, these corporate CEOs rip off the very people that work for them and our country.
Wow.
And he goes, oh, no, that's not true. I said, okay, then don't just keep doing what you do. Keep believing in the Easter Bunny.
So for the average consumer, what do we need to be doing? Last words, tell us what we need to be doing.
Well, I would read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and open your eyes and read it again and discuss it with people. Because that book was written 1997 and is more true today than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
My book was turned down by everybody, except for that wonderful saint called Oprah, who saved my you-know-what. She said, you know, because Oprah's a rich woman.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't finish school either, if you notice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I go on her program, and without her, I'd just be some foolish rich guy running around talking to nobody. But it was Oprah who recognized Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and put me on her program in 2000, and the book went viral throughout the world. And it's still more true today than it was 20 years ago. Savers are losers. Your house is not an asset, and the rich don't work for money. And our schools are telling you to buy a house, save money, and get a job. So everything is opposite.
So tell folks why you say that our house is not an asset.
Well, you got to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Look, if you don't understand accounting, it doesn't make sense to you.
Okay. And of course,
you understand that most people have been brainwashed by Wall Street. Mm-hmm. If you understand that, and the teachers are employed by Wall Street, they're called the teachers' union. They need Wall Street to keep them alive, too.
Wow.
I don't.
Okay.
And that's why I love Bernie Sanders, because he says wealth and income inequality are America's greatest crisis, moral crisis. Our schools cause that crisis. They don't understand what Bernie is saying. Well, Donald Trump and I say we should teach people to fish, but Bernie says give people fish. So you want to give people fish? Vote for Bernie. You want to teach people to fish? Trump is your boy. You want more of the same? It's Hillary, because she works for Wall Street, too. Those are our three. I'm not Republican or Democrat. You know, I'm not any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't vote a lot of the time because I don't like the person running. But anyway, it's up to us right now to decide what kind of country we want.
Well, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's on all the bookshelves. It's been printed, reprinted, how many times?
20
hundreds
years
of thousands.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and more true today than 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Savers are losers. Your house is not an asset. The rich don't have jobs.
Okay.
I should tell you something.
All right. Robert Kiyosaki, wealth expert and author on personal finance. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you for the time, Twan. I love talking to you.
You too.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.